My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Well, well, the dangerous one, Daryl Ryder, coming in hot already, and it's not even 9:40.
Don't ruin this one for Mitch. Come on.
Saturday night will be scoop your eyeballs out with a spoon night.
Daryl Ryder joins us right now, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Hello, Daryl.
Hello, boys. If you didn't enjoy last Saturday's game, boy, do we have a treat for you tomorrow night.
Okay, come on, Daryl. What's your problem?
Saturday night will be scoop your eyeballs out with a spoon night.
We are your flagship home for Cleveland Browns football, 92.3 The Fan.
Use your ears. You get to keep your ears.
Yes, I would recommend listening to the game, watching it.
Yeah. Way to cover up for your previous comments. I've been there. It's okay. Daryl Ryder brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers.
Always cover the back door, Ken.
Cleveland's premier jewelry store. And Mitch, that's definitely going to be there. Mitch
is busy this morning.
I gotta gather myself here.
Did Daryl go down to the store before the show? He's got a little jolt in him.
Daryl just threw a brushback pitch onto here, and I gotta get myself back in the box. Mitch is going to his first Browns event. Okay. Is it? He's 26 years old. He's a grown man. He's never actually been inside the stadium. I told him, like, hey, you got to walk around, take a look, let us know what you think of the stadium here while we're having this big stadium talk.
Well, he probably has three football teams that he roots for,
that's true. I mean, Mitch is a man of little substance and a whole lot of deviance. But, Daryl, does this count as his first Browns game?
No.
Ooh.
No. No.
Explain why. Show your work.
Show my work. It's just how I feel about it. That's my work. Yeah.
Listen to the emperor over here.
A preseason game. I can't really count that as your first Browns game.
Okay.
It's your first trip to the stadium, I guess, right? He's never been to the stadium at all?
He's never been inside the stadium. Okay. He's only seen it.
So he's driven by it, but he's never actually been inside it. Okay.
Yeah. It's
okay, Mitch. Been. You haven't missed much.
Okay.
See,
Daryl,
this is ridiculous.
What's your problem?
I'm just giving you a hard time.
You are the heel of heels right now. Why am I taking it?
Well, Daryl, yesterday we were a little confused because we were told earlier in the week on Monday that Deshaun Watson, obviously not going to play in this game, but will be playing in the Seattle game. And then yesterday it would appear, judging by the reaction of Deshaun Watson, that he seemed like he was blindsided by that information. You took it differently, though.
Yeah. I think it was just Deshaun playing things close to the vest, not wanting to reveal anything. But he knows what's going on. Like, I mean, let me turn it around on you guys. Do you honestly believe that Kevin Stefanski told us, the people that cover the team, that the plan is for him to play in Seattle in the preseason finale, but didn't bother to tell his starting quarterback, when he always responds to, I need to talk to the players first. Mm. I need to tell the players. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm using some common sense here. I also talked to a couple of people yesterday. Deshaun knew. I think that was just part of, he maybe didn't want to reveal something because he wasn't sure if Stefanski had revealed that and things like that. But, his facial expression was not like one of surprise. I mean, he kind of maintained the same facial expression during the whole 15-minute media session, but I'm very confident in telling you that he knew exactly what the preseason plan was for him, because Kevin Stefanski communicated that to him.
Daryl, I think I was just wondering if there was a chance that it wasn't cemented when he had said it on Monday, because he did say it was the plan.
Right, exactly. And phrasing does matter, right? He says the plan is for him to play. Plans change, right? So based on what I've seen in training camp to this point, I think it's fairly important that Deshaun plays at some point in this preseason, which obviously the only thing that's going to be left will be that preseason finale. I think it's important that he gets some snaps. That's just me.
Daryl Ryder brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers. Matthew Coller from Purple Insider was on with Peterlin last night. He said the Browns offense looked terrible against their defense. Are you concerned about the offense? I'll give you our answer, what we said, after you give your answer.
I am, but I also understand it's training camp. They are working on stuff, but and that's why I asked Kevin Stefanski the two questions that I asked him yesterday after practice. One, are they still doing an install? Because at times it feels like they're still doing the install. He said no. When you get to this point in training camp, and he was respectful about it, but I get it. At this point in camp, you're not doing install. You're trying to pare things down a little bit and really start to work on the things that you do well. So I followed up with, okay, do you feel like you've got a pretty good chunk of things that you do well? Because I'm going to be honest with you, Ken and Anthony, I've not seen a lot in camp where this offense does things well and consistently well. You can't run behind Nick Chubb and lean on that anymore, right? Because he's still coming back from his injury. The offensive line is having some problems at the tackle position. So there's questions with protection up front. The passing game has been consistently inconsistent for a variety of reasons. Guys coming in and out of the lineup, right? You know, one day Jerry Jeudy's practicing, the next day he's not practicing. Amari Cooper got banged up yesterday. There's just nothing they're doing right now where I'm like, wow, they do that really, really well, and that is going to be a foundation piece for the upcoming season offensively. I have not seen it consistently to be able to say that.
Daryl, the offensive line is something I think we're all paying attention to, because we've taken it for granted over the years. We have been one of the few teams in the NFL that you can set your watch to every single year. That offensive line is going to be top five in the NFL. Are you worried a little bit that it might not be the case this year?
Yeah, I am. We don't have a timetable really on Jed Wills. We don't have a timetable on Jack Conklin. Of course, both players coming off knee surgeries last year, ACL, MCL for Conklin, MCL for Wills. But they need both of those players. DeJuan Jones right now does not look like the DeJuan Jones we saw on the field during last season. He looks closer to the guy we saw coming out of rookie minicamp. Now, not that bad, but I'm just saying, like, it looks like he's taken a little bit of a step back here. And that's not to say he can't, you know, find it before the regular season, but especially on the left tackle side of things, James Hudson is now sharing reps with Hakeem Adeniji. You're also seeing Ifedi get rotated in there. So obviously there's a competition now going on at left tackle. Read into that what you may. So, yeah, I think it's fair. The interior line's fine.
Read into what at left tackle? Read into what? Tell me what to read in.
The read-in is that they don't have a guy there.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Yet, without Jed Wills. They've not settled on any one particular player being that
guy. Are you concerned about him at the beginning of the season? Or if he'll be out there in the beginning of the season here?
I'm concerned of both of them. And until I see these guys on the practice field doing something, I'm going to be concerned about their availability going into week one. We've got a couple of weeks yet, but, you know, I'm just being very realistic about that situation. Both guys are coming off knee surgery. It's completely understandable if they're not ready week one.
Daryl, when it comes to this defense and a lot of videos that I've seen so far highlighting Martin Emerson looking like a total lockdown, obviously we know Denzel Ward, when he's able to play, the concussions notwithstanding, might be as elite as it gets in the NFL. Could that actually be the more impressive part of this team than even the defensive line?
Yeah, I mean, MJ Emerson went toe-to-toe with Justin Jefferson this week. That was a lot of fun to watch on the practice field. It really was. I think this defense is going to have to carry this team early in the season until this offense can find their bearings and get going. You know, we just want folks to understand and not flip out if in week one the offense doesn't look great or, you know, they're, you know, whatever, right? They're going to need time. That's my biggest takeaway from training camp is this offense is going to need some time to find itself. But the defense should be able to carry them. That secondary looks really, really good. Emerson might be Andrew Berry's finest draft pick. That was a lot of fun to watch at practice, Justin, and the talking that went back and forth between these two as well. It was a classic matchup, and it'd be a lot of fun to see in a regular season game for sure.
Stinger from Mike Hall going to be out for a while, eh?
Well, yeah, I mean, I would assume as much, but as Kevin Stefanski tends to do, no timetables on anyone, but he did not practice yesterday. And we'll see if he's on the field next week.
All right. Daryl Ryder brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Did you hear the mayor, Ed Orcutt, of Brook Park, and the city council president, Blaine Griffin, with us on the show earlier this week?
Yeah. One wants the dome and the other one doesn't.
Who do you think made a better case?
I would say Brook Park.
Okay, why?
Well, because if the lakefront is such a core piece of downtown Cleveland, then why do parking lots surround the stadium for 30 years? Like, you would have done something with it already. That's so, you know, for me, the talk is cheap. You can sit there and clutch your pearls all you want. My other thing, too, is if your business is dependent upon 8 Browns home games this year, you may want to reevaluate your business a little bit. Yes, it helps the economy, but the reality is most Browns fans, they drive in from the suburbs, they park in the parking lot, they fire up their grills, they drink their beers, they walk to the stadium, watch the game, then walk back to their cars and drive home to the suburbs. Yes, there is a segment that hits up West 6th. It's great atmosphere. Our tailgate is awesome. But the reality is, like, the Browns are, in my view, are not the economic driver for downtown Cleveland that the Cleveland Guardians and the Cleveland Cavaliers and that Gateway Complex is. If one of those two teams left downtown Cleveland, from my standpoint, that would be cataclysmic.
Yeah, Dale, I'm not buying that part of the argument from anyone at all about how much Cleveland's going to lose. First of all, if you end up with that state-of-the-art facility and it's in Brook Park and you expand the RTA and you make sure that people can just walk
Anthony,
from their hotel rooms.
The lakefront line barely runs for Browns games, right?
I know. Yeah, they've definitely curtailed some of the activity. So what I'm saying is, Daryl, that imagine you have a Super Bowl. Imagine you have the big events, the Final Four, anything.
Right.
Every downtown Cleveland hotel is going to be jamming. There are going to be events all over the city. And then people can also get on the RTA and go right down to the stadium when it's time to watch that sporting event. So downtown's not going to lose out big time if the Browns aren't there.
Right, and there are teams in the NFL that don't even play in the same county, that don't even play in the same state, that play an hour away from their cities, and this is across the street from Cleveland Hopkins International Airport on land that used to be owned by the city of Cleveland. So it's not like the Browns are moving out to Richfield or they're moving out to the middle of Medina County or something like that. And also, too, the adjoining complex that the Haslams are offering to spend $1 to $1.4 billion of their own money, and they should, if they're going to make the money on it, they should spend it. But to build things that can help Hopkins Airport, hotels. There's no hotel on campus at Hopkins Airport anymore. It closed. They're going to demolish it.
Wait a minute, Sheridan ain't running?
No, it's an empty shell. They gutted it, and it's coming down.
I swear to God, I had no idea.
Yeah, so there's no hotel on campus.
There's no starving artist thing anymore there?
If you want to get something to eat, you have to be past the security checkpoints,
but
right?
No, Daryl.
Sorry, that went over my head.
Starving artist.
Go ahead, Daryl.
I'm sure we have plenty of those.
Daryl heard starving and just thought, because, well, I'm the one saying it.
All
so
those
whatever.
Artsy people died of the famine if they were relying on that place.
Lay off me, I'm starving.
Artist.
Oh, my God.
But the point is that the adjoining complex for the Dome can also help the airport as well and create something that just isn't there either. So, you know, I think, I'll be honest with you, I think we're at a point right now. The Cleveland and council politicians have teamed up to fight the Browns on the Dome and try and keep the team downtown. And I think ultimately what this is going to come down to when push comes to shove, while Jimmy Haslam and the Haslam Sports Group are offering to invest $2.6 billion into
more.
That complex, they're probably going to have to spend even more money than that, because the $1.2 billion public contribution, as I believe it was said on your show multiple times, that dog won't hunt.
Ooh, Daryl Ryder.
Did I get the quote correct? Isn't that what they said?
You've been throwing gas lately, Daryl. The strongest, I mean, Monday was going after it. The whole thing, I mean, what you said about DeJuan Jones, I wanted to fight you.
I wanted
to fight you. Yeah, I love DeJuan Jones.
Oh, so do I. I don't think he looks the same this year as he did last year.
He's coming off a knee injury, Daryl.
Yeah, okay.
Strong opinions from Daryl. Keep it up, man. I respect you. I love you. I got something I want to speculate in the break, but Daryl, we thank you very much for your time.
Have a great weekend, guys. Enjoy the game tomorrow night, Ken.
You'll be there too, Daryl.
I mean, he's gloating.
You'll be there too. Yeah, you'll be there too. What are you having? Because you get to stand up, sit in a press box, and you're praying for it to rain on me tomorrow, aren't you?
I am not praying for it to rain. I am not. I swear, Ken.
We're
going to
be talking about Major League Baseball at 8:45. But Daryl Ryder is a Major League bastard with the way he's been talking to me lately.
Love you, Ken.
I love you too, Daryl. Take care, Daryl Ryder.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.